How about this shopping mall type? The overparker. She's usually driving a Ford Expedition or a Suburban, and her attitude is she's determined to back into a parking spot marked compact cars only. And her limited driving skill and limited intelligence make this a 15-minute process.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she's got cars backed up in the parking lot waiting for her to finish parking. And once she accomplishes the mission, of course, she gets out of the car with her fat family and they scrape every car beside them with their doors.
You know what, Parker, I hate, and I've seen a lot of this person at the grocery store lately? The person who wants to get as close as possible to the door, they'll pass a spot maybe 10 spots from the door that would require an extra 20 seconds walking.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll sit there and they'll wait for someone that they see coming out. And they'll gamble that they're going to this car, and then once that person approaches the car, they'll slam on the brakes and they'll put on their blinker and they'll hold up everybody behind them.
I'm glad you bring this up, because that's my next category, the parking spot stalker.
Oh, I hate this person.
The people, and you know, Greg Williams has admitted to this on the air.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Grego.
He watches for people coming out of the store, and then he'll follow them to their car.
That is so lazy. And all the time you waste stalking, just park, even if it's a little ways out. Big deal, you get to walk.
You know, I did that about a week and a half ago. There was the parking lot stalker who was waiting for a spot right up close to it. I parked in the ample parking that was available 15 spaces down.
And you beat the stalker in?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, and I made eye contact with them as they were waiting because I was a little bit miffed that they were holding these people up.
Did you taunt him as you went by?
As I went by, you know what? I waited and held the door open for them, and I had to wait for them to almost come from their car to do it. And we had eye contact the whole time as I'm holding the door open for them.
That's great.
You shouldn't care that much.
No, you should. You need to teach these people a lesson.
I don't understand. What's the attitude?
I don't know, but
what is the attitude?
No, why do you care?
I'm 20 feet closer.
I know.
I know that I've wasted a lot of time doing it, but I'm 20 feet closer.
Next time, why don't you put your hand behind your head like Dion and go by him as you're getting into the store ahead of time.
Kind of dance by him?
Give him the salute.
What do you think the people are thinking, though, Giorgio?
I don't know. They think
they're lazy is what they're thinking.
They're not thinking logically, but it shouldn't get, you know, the fumes coming out of your ears to the point where you have to hold the door and make eye contact with them like you're ready to rumble if they say something to you.
I am ready to rumble. Because not only are they wasting people's time that are waiting on them in the parking lot, but they're also a drain on our healthcare system. I'm having to pay for that because they're lazy Americans.
Right.
They're fat. I have to read news stories in the paper every day because of these people. About how fat they are and they can't walk an extra 20 feet.
Gordon hates the fat.
Not
man.
Every person is fat that does the, I want to get as close
most
to the mall
of them
as
are.
Possible.
They're most very, of them are.
Hey, some of them may be women that don't want to take the half-mile walk for safety reasons.
And I tell you, a related person to that is the elevator ride only one floor guy.
Oh, that person drives me nuts,
I don't
too.
Understand what they... you're like on the 16th floor or something, okay? Somebody gets on at the 15th floor. So you're annoyed already that your ride all the way down to floor one was stopped after only one floor.
Well, it's
and
not
they get
a
on
free
at floor,
pass.
They get on at floor 15, and they press 14.
Right. That happens in our building all the time.
What's with that?
It's lazy Americans.
I don't think it is in our building, because I don't think if you...
Some of the stairways
go into the stairwell,
tricky.
I don't think you can get out of the stairwell back onto your floor.
Yeah, and some of them you can't.
If you go in the stairwell in this building, you must go to floor one, and that's your only option.
But I would
understand
bet you,
Craig's point.
I would bet you that the majority of those people don't even try the stairwell.
They don't even know. No. That's why the elevator's there, is where they can be fat and lazy, and I have to read about them every day, about the epidemic.